Copyright disclaimer. Under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976, allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in favor of fair use. So basically what Black is saying here is any songs that you hear in our podcast is not by us or for us. It is for basically the use to promote them and to promote their artistry in some way, shape, or form. So again, it's not our music. We're just here to enjoy it and talk about it. And with that, Blackout. And welcome back to the mixer. Hey guys, this is Black. I am back. Sorry for the little hiatus. We had some technical difficulties that had to be taken care of, and I wanted to make sure that when I came back, there were no issues, no hiccups, or anything like that. And yeah, we fixed all those, and now we're back. So new schedule, we're going to try our best to drop on Tuesday. So Tuesday morning, that'll be the goal for the podcast to drop on every Tuesday. Unfortunately, football moved that schedule around a little bit to be able to edit and get everything in time. So nonetheless, we're going to aim for Tuesday morning. Well, not Tuesday morning, but Tuesday night. Midnight is when the podcast is supposed to drop. So of course, being named the Mayonaka Mixer, naturally 12 a.m. would be a good start for the podcast to drop. But yes, welcome back. We are already into the fall season. But before we begin into the fall season lineup of anime, I would like to go back and review the summer season of anime and talk about that. So this podcast is going to be basically the review of the summer season and also our top five anime openings for this season. For the summer season of 2020. And remember, since summer was basically two seasons in one with spring and summer being combined, I had to narrow down somehow, some way into five openings that I loved to hear and that I enjoyed to hear every time the anime came on. So it was a little tough, but nonetheless, we got that through. And so with that, let's go ahead and get into them. These are in no particular order personally. These are the top five that I enjoyed to hear every time the anime came on. So, and also, as we talk about the anime itself, we'll also go into the review of that anime, how it ended, and we'll go into that. So you'll see how it goes. All right. So the first song that I must break down and I must talk about is going to be, of course, the opening to God of High School. Opening of God of High School was just chef's kiss. Everything about it. Dubstep. Yes. Who would have thought dubstep would have been in the anime, but nonetheless, it was in this anime. And the opening honestly might have been the best part of the anime. Oof, I know, it hurts to say that. I feel that overall, the anime of God of High School, it started off well. It was the first about six episodes, and then as we went into the seventh and eighth, things started to linger out. The beginning of the anime started off as real lighthearted. You had Mori and Mita. They basically meet up. Literally, Mori hits Mita with her bike. That lets you know how crazy this is going to get. But it was a fun, lighthearted anime. You saw them. You know, the fights, of course, were always key. You had an array of characters that were basically going to go fight and in this tournament. And everything was about it. And then with the hiccup with Midabe basically about to get married, and then she found out the guy is a sleazeball, and then Dengue and Mori basically come in to save the day, but then the next battle is literally Dengue and Mita fighting, and Dengue beating up Mita, and that whole dynamic between the three, it was character building. And I feel that as the anime progressed, we sort of went further past the character building of the group and went into a different story. Literally from the first five, six episodes is character building, especially the fight with Dengue and Mori. And so those two fighting probably was the best fight of the anime itself. when the anime progresses, it goes into, you know, demons and angels and a lot of different ways, and I felt that it pulled away from the little camaraderie that was built in the first five episodes. So the final episode, episode 13, was good because they literally brought it all the way back to that small little comedy that breaks up the fighting, and you get to meet different characters that's preparing for the second season. But I feel that a lot of the audience was probably lost after that first six episodes of the awesome fight that we got to see with versus, you know, Dengue versus Mori. But nonetheless, that's how the anime ended. I'll probably give it more like a 7, 7.5, and that's sort of being generous because, again, they had us in the first half. Remember that. They had us in the first half. The first five episodes, six episodes had everybody hype, but then they threw in too much into the pot and it turned into some bad gumbo and it just went downhill from there. But nonetheless, that's the review on that. But the opening, there's no issues with the opening. Seriously, I think if I'm not mistaken, the name of the song is Contradiction, and it's by Kusuke featuring Tyler Carter. Again, dubstep all the way. The beat drops. You need no contradiction. It is air. You just know you're already okay. You know what's coming up. You know how the song is going to be. So, song's catchy. Love the opening. Loved it. Every time the anime came on, it was the one thing I looked forward to. So, that's our first song. Second song is going to be Civilian. Seikai for Seikai. That's by... Civilian is the name of the band that did the song. The name of the song is Seikai for Seikai. That's the name of the song. And again, that's literally one of the hooks of the song. Anime is the Misfit of Demon King Academy. Oh man, I talked about this anime so much because it was so enjoyable. Everything about this anime. Now, this is how the anime should be. The hype that I had for Gana High School unfortunately didn't pan out. But for sure, the hype for Misfit of Demon King Academy did everything I expected and more. It wrapped up perfectly. Like, literally, Anno's having to sacrifice himself to once again, just like he did 2,000 years prior, for the sake of not only the demon realm, but the human realm as well. And he does it again. But of course, Anno's being the most overpowered being that he is, somehow turns that away and ends up defeating the evil guy that he literally had to fight 2,000 years ago. And it just connected perfectly. The thing that I love about Anno's and his character, he's like probably leaning into my top five anime characters ever, because the thing about him is that he was so OP. Like, the entire episode, he did what he wanted at the snap of his fingers. Literally, that was like his trademark. He snapped his fingers and anything happened. And that became his trademark. And so, having that much power and being the Demon King, you would think the Demon King doesn't have a heart. The Demon King doesn't care about other people. But the thing is, again, he was reborn 2,000 years later. He was reborn to a normal, I guess you consider human or demon, but a normal family. Nothing special about them. Dad is a blacksmith. Mom is a house mom. And the love that he gained from them was something that maybe he never got to receive when he was a demon. It could be something that we find out later on in the anime, but it was never truly revealed about his past and his super past from 2,000 years back. So to hear him talk about the way that he did with his mom and dad, especially the episode when he was in the sword tournament, and to hear his dad come and bring him his sword, and to hear his mom scream that her son is going to become the Demon King, it was emotional, not only for him, but for the watchers itself, because it's like, this man, this OP guy, literally still appreciates his family. And you don't get to see that. Normally you think of a Demon King as an evil guy, a guy that's just ready to destroy the world. But no, Anno's, knowing that he has all this power, still appreciates the power of family and the power of friendship. Even the final episode, his fan club literally sings the song to basically throw off the enemy and break the enemy down, proving that his fan club, he actually cares about them. He also let them know that he cares about them when they saved his mom from the evil teacher. And so, again, he's a Demon King. He doesn't have to have people around him. Yet, that's how his personality is now. And for an OP character to have an open personality, even though he is OP, honestly, is a game breaker for me. I loved every bit of the Misfit of Demon King Academy. And literally, it's my top three anime for summer. I will recommend it to everyone that they should check it out. especially if you like the school, you know, school battle type anime. It was perfect for what it was. It was so enjoyable. Every single episode was enjoyable. There was no flop episode. It was good. And of course, the intro, like I said, Seikai for Seikai. Everything about that song, it just starts off just so good. The melody, the rock out, everything about it, the imagery that went with it. Just the artist civilian, they did one hell of a job to make sure that it felt like we were literally listening to Anno sing the song. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the 13th episode, they had the voice actor for Anno sing the intro, which made it even more fitting because it was literally like we were listening to Anno in the song talk about his adventure. And it's just, chef's kiss. Everything about that song was so good. And it just rocks out so well. So that's another song that was also good. And again, Misfit of Demon King Academy. If you have not seen it, if you have not started, I will recommend it to you tenfold. It's, you know, it again, you want to see an OP character with a heart? Go for it. You'll enjoy it. My third opening anime that I enjoy, well, opening that I enjoy is from Doku Hentai Heroes. The name of the artist is Hero Syndrome. In this case, they're Hero Syndrome, but the name of the band itself is Burnout Syndrome. And Burnout Syndrome, they did the openings for Haiku. They've also done the opening for Dr. Stone. Everybody remembers Ohio, Sakai, Good Morning World. So everybody remembers that song. That was the opening to Dr. Stone, the very first opening. The name of the band, sorry, got thrown off. The band itself, which is Burnout Syndrome, did that opening and also did the opening for Doku Hentai Heroes. So Doku Hentai Heroes is an ecchi anime. If you like ecchi, you know what ecchi is about. Ecchi is about nudity. Ecchi is about perverted scenes. Ecchi is about embarrassing moments. Nonetheless, it has the nudity in it that you enjoy. So if you're looking for ecchi anime, yes, it has every bit of nudity, every bit of ecchiness that you would enjoy. And I tell you this much, when that Blu-ray comes out, all the uncensored moments that they didn't show on TV, there's going to be a lot of people buying that Blu-ray to check out everything that they could not see in the first go around of the anime itself. The song itself is called Wake Up Heroes. It's, again, the name of the band is Burnout Syndromes, but they called it Hero Syndromes for this anime because they included the main character, Injo. His voice actor is also included. So there's parts where you literally hear Injo sings and you hear Injo, the main character, sings along with the main, I guess, the main vocalist of the band of Burnout Syndrome scene. So it's a pretty cool mix overall of both of them basically singing the song and stuff like that. The song is high. I don't even know the words all the way. That Dakudo Heroes, whoa! Just everything about that song is hype. So it was like, okay, when you hear that song, it just, oh man, love is justice, love is compass, whoa! Just, ooh, the hype that was behind that song, it got you ready for the anime for sure. And again, it's an ecchi anime, so you're just sitting there like, it's ecchi, it ain't supposed to be this hype, but it is, it was hype. And it literally got you ready for literally the anime itself. And everything about Burnout Syndromes, I love it. The lead vocalist, I love his voice. It stands out. It's different. And man, they know how to rock a song. So that for sure was like top five anime opening this season. And again, if you like your ecchi anime, it's a perfect anime to check out. So Doku Hentai Heroes, the name of the song is Wake Up Heroes the band is Burnout Syndrome, but in this case they're called Hero Syndromes. So yeah, you enjoy the anime. If you want to check out the anime, by all means, if you enjoy ecchi, I recommend watching it because it's a good ecchi. But the song itself, the intro, trust me, it won't get out your head once you hear it. My fourth intro is from Chaos Drifters, and that's from the anime No Guns Life season 2. So remember, I was always talking about this anime and how the dystopian future reveals with these like half robots and half, they call them extend. So they're like part mechanical and stuff like that. The anime itself, if you enjoy your dark dystopian anime, I enjoyed every bit of it. I was perfectly fine with it. I would give the anime a solid 8.5, even a 9. It was just that good because the main character himself, Juzo, everything about him is just cool. Laid back, chill, always smoking a cigarette, but yet he has emotions. And again, with a like half robot, half human type, you know, humanoid android, you're just like, how is this going to work? But to show the gentleman just show his emotions on his sleeve to try to protect the people that he cares about was something to watch overall. And again, it's the second season, so there's more plot to break down. Honestly, I won't even break down too much of it because I think it's one of those things that as you watch it, you get to enjoy it and you get to see it and you're just like, ah, now I get what Black's talking about. I understand completely. So that anime for sure is one that you want to check out. I would probably put it, if I'm ranking it on my list, I put it probably towards, like, it's a top 10. It's top 10 easily. Might not be my top 5, but for sure my top 10. And the song itself, one of the goats of singing intros, Hiroyuki Sawano. When you normally hear his name, there's two things that come with it. Hype songs and English lyrics. And yes, the song was sung in English lyrics. And so the song is just hype. Everything from that first guitar, boom, 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 boom. Just everything from that bass playing to literally the overall guitars and electro dropping in, and then just to hear his English lyrics is serious. Pull that trigger, and just hearing him sing, everything about that man, he knows how to make music. And so hearing him sing that song Chaos Drifters was like, all right, when you see his name, you know it's a banger. So for sure, he was easily part of my top 5 for openings. And the anime itself, No Guns Life Season 2, was just great. I enjoyed every bit of it. Like I said, good thing. It's probably like it's right at that 9, 8.5 range for me, but still enjoyable. So animation was, of course, okay. That's the one thing you didn't have to worry about them. So my fourth song, and now let's go into the fifth song. And the fifth song is from another ecchi anime, and that's Peter Grill and the Philosopher's Time. Now, if we said Doku Hentai Heroes, which literally has the word hentai in his name, was ecchi, everything about Peter Grill was ecchi and then some. Ecchi because it's just, it is what it is. Literally, the whole anime is about women from all different lives in different countries wanting Peter Grill's baby batter. We'll just keep it at that. And so with that, you can imagine the anime and how much chaos it causes. It's an ecchi anime, and yes, it was uncensored out there. So nonetheless, if you're looking for ecchi anime, go on to check it out. It's enjoyable. It's normally only about 10 to 12 minutes each episode. But now the intro. And when I first heard this intro, I was like, okay. I had the intro on repeat. I played it about 5 times when I first heard the intro. When I first heard it, about 5 times. And I think I had it on repeat constantly for a week. The intro is just good. Just the way it starts off. Like, it just starts off and you're like, okay, this is going to be good. But then that guitar comes in. They have the main character, Peter Grill, his girlfriend. She is the one who's actually singing the song. So it's like literally she's talking to Peter throughout the song. And it pairs well with the opening animation with Peter just literally just fumbling absolutely everything. So to literally hear her sing the lyrics, which are basically about Peter slipping up and messing up and fooling around, to listen to her sing these lyrics with the awesome guitar background, and it's just like, oh my goodness. And if I'm not mistaken, the song was done by Tom Hack, and Tom Hack, oh my goodness, Tom Hack is another anime song producer who gets it. He gets it. He knows how to sit there and make a song for whatever anime you want. Got a horror anime coming, he's going to put you right into the path of that song is going to hit all horror notes. It's going to make it sound eerie, creepy, yet catchy. You got a up and cheery anime? Trust me, he's done that too. Kanon, which is the music band anime that came out a few years back, that was one of his first works. He did the entire soundtrack for that anime. And literally, it's about a girl's band. So you can imagine he knows what to do when it comes to anime music. And once again, he hits the head when it comes to Peter Grill and Philosopher's Time. And it's just like, all right, this guy really, really knows what the hell he's doing. He knows how to bring the music out. And man, everything that you hear from his guitars to his saxophones that he brings in sometimes to literally that bass just playing, you're just like, yeah, he's making sure everybody rocks up. That anime song for Peter Grill and Philosopher's Time was catchy, upbeat, but you can just hear everything about it. It's just like, yeah, Peter's in trouble. And that literally was the anime itself. Peter could not get out of his own way. He's a man of acquired taste, to say the least, and he can never run away from that. But the anime wrapped up pretty well. It literally asks if Peter is doing the right thing by trying to stay with his girlfriend of the time, even though he's literally cheating on her. And so the last episode wraps up with literally that question being asked by one of his pursuers. And it makes Peter think. He wants to stick around with this, even though he's doing wrong. So you can only imagine how season two is going to be. Season two already leads you to more women, once again, trying to figure out how to get Peter's baby batter. And so you can just imagine how crazy it's going to get. What's going to be the next the next season? What is he going to be able to do? And I look forward to watching Peter's adventures in the future. So those are my top five anime opening songs for summer. There were many others that popped up that were good too. Rent a Girlfriend, that song was catchy, by the Peggies. Everything that the Peggies do, honestly, is good. So I would be mistaken if I didn't mention that. You also had Sword Art Online, their opening for their ending of the War of the Underworld. That song was pretty good. It made you feel like literally you were watching the Black Swordsman Kitaro come back to life, and literally that was the opening, was him coming back to what he was, the Black Swordsman itself. And so the song, energy, hype, just literally everything about that was really good as well. But I don't want to dive into too many songs because I can talk about anime openings all the time. So you guys know me, I will go about anime openings whenever you want. You want to find out my best animes, my top 10, oof, that's a podcast for another day. So I'll just leave it at the top five that I enjoy for the for the summer of 2020. And so now with that, I would like to give you guys a little heads up on the fall of the 2020 anime lineup. There's a bunch of anime that's going to be coming on that I'm personally looking forward to. And as the date that we record this, there's already some that have already dropped for fall of 2020. And so with that, I just want to give you guys a heads up on anime that I say that you should actually look into, that you would possibly enjoy, and that you could hopefully be able to check out, and hopefully I could be able to review some of those animes as well as the season goes on. So we have Black Clover obviously continuing on. Black Clover has been an anime that's literally just been going on since it first dropped. It's a consistent anime that drops every Tuesday, well, Tuesday my time. And so when you it's basically going into it was on a filler arc, basically about to have a time skip that jumps into the next arc. And so as you prepare for that, that's Black Clover. My top anime, actually I should probably do it that way, the top anime that are coming back, one is you're getting the third season of I'm not gonna even try to say the Japanese name of it, I'm gonna just call it by the English title. Is it Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Season 3 is coming out, and from the first episode that I've seen in season 3, it starts off directly after season 2, and everything about it already in one episode shows hype. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad to see that back. We also have, if I'm not mistaken, we also have the regular Magic High. We get the Visitors arc, and I am a huge fan of this anime. You can hear it in my voice when I say I am a huge fan. I enjoy the regular Magic High. I've probably watched the regular Magic High at least 6 times the first season, and it took 5 years to get another season of the regular Magic High. And then what made it worse is it was supposed to come out in the summertime, so I was supposed to be doing reviews of it on the summertime, but what happened was it didn't come out in the summertime because coronavirus pushed it back, so it had to come out in fall. And already from the first episode I just sat there like smiling grin to grin, because you get to see Tatsuya, his OP self, and you get to see Miyuki in her OP self, and just the characters, it just brings back so much nostalgia from me watching that anime for the first time 5 years ago. And it's like, okay, this anime is back. The intro already good, intros by Asuka, and oh my goodness, intro is already good. Already, I'm going to let you guys know there will be a podcast, and when I do my top 5 anime songs for fall 2020, the song's going to be in there. I'm going to just let you guys know. So save that clip, because it will be in there. And everything about it, I love this anime. It's such a good anime. And they even dropped a movie about 3 years ago, which gave you hope that there will be a second season. As we know, there's a lot of animes that don't get a second season, but no, they dropped the movie. The movie did well overseas, referring to in the US, but it also did well in Japan. And so I guess it just took them a little bit of time to get the second season going, but now we have the second season and I am hyped. I cannot wait. So everything about it is just, I can't wait. Trust me. If you ever want to start an anime, you can watch it from season one. Season one is about 25 episodes combined. If you want to do season two, perfect timing if you catch up to it. So the regular Imagine High School and its visitors arc, because that's just the second season. We also have Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen is one of the more hottest manga out right now in Shonen Jump, and everything about it is hype. It took me a while to actually start reading this manga, but once I started reading it, I caught up immediately. It's such a good thing. Literally, the anime, it's about curses. It's about people fighting curses, and the main character has to deal with a curse himself. Everything about Itori Juji is going to be hype. I tell you that much now. And yes, I've heard also the intro to Jujutsu Kaisen. When I say Irregular Magic High School's opening for the second season is going to be in my top five, Jujutsu Kaisen is right there for their opening. Whew, I cannot wait until you guys get to see Jujutsu Kaisen. If you haven't watched it yet, go on and check out that first episode. If you like, it's perfect timing because not only are we going into the Halloween season, it's talking about curses. The anime itself is dark. They're fighting in like nighttime, and so the background is all dark. They're dealing with curses and these crazy disfigured creatures, and it fits the theme of this month perfectly. So Jujutsu Kaisen, oh yeah. If you guys want to see like an anime to add a little bit of fighting but also has some dark elements to it and a little bit of horror, perfect for you guys to start off with. So Jujutsu Kaisen for sure is on my top list of recommendations for fall of 2020. There is Haiku. Haiku is the volleyball anime that I mentioned about burnout syndromes doing their openings and stuff like that. They're I guess you consider it their like second core of their third season is starting back up, and they go directly, the first episode starts directly at the tournament that they were in, because they're basically in the main, I don't think it's the inter-high, but it's basically nationals. They're in nationals tournament into their second match, and they're fighting the team that came in second place. So you can imagine how that volleyball match starts off. And so, yeah, literally the anime starts directly from that, and you're like, all right, we know it's going to be some vibes here. Guarantee it's going to be a gritty battle, and you just look forward to Hinata and the team basically pulling together and hoping that they can win this tournament to basically make it or win not only well yes win the tournament but also win this matchup, because this matchup is really tough for the guys. My other anime that I have looked up and I've seen that I've enjoyed so far is called, I believe I'm gonna butcher the Japanese name title, I'm gonna go for it, 100 Man no Iochi no Ue ni Ore wa tate iru. And I know I butchered that, but it's something along the lines of I stand above a million lives or something like that. That's close to what the English title is. And so far from what I've seen in the first episode, the main character looks like he has a lot of hidden motives. He looks like he got something a little bit off about him, but nonetheless, it makes you curious, because if there's one thing that I can't stand about anime is that sometimes the main characters or the MCs, they're just too cookie cutter. It's about, you know, it's an MC that's about happy-go-lucky, you know, let's just do it, friendship over wins all. And I enjoy that stuff. I do. I really do enjoy that, where friendship basically means everything, and they make sure they get through all their problems with their friends and the emotional support they give them. But sometimes I enjoy an anime where the MC is just like, you know what, I'm going to do this my way and keep up. And so far, it seems like in this anime, that's what the MC is going to be. So look forward to that if you like a little bit of different style anime where it's not always about the MC being cookie cutter and you like a little bit of flair. My other anime I want to talk about real quick is Higashi. And it's Higashi, English title is called When They Cry. Now, this anime came out a while ago. This is about maybe talk about 10 years ago, maybe even longer if I'm not mistaken, but it's a horror anime. It's considered horror, mystery, psychological, supernatural, thriller, and dementia. And I remember it as horror. It is my number one anime when it comes to horror. So basically, I'm saying that it is the best horror anime I've ever seen. And when I say horror, it's not only just the horror, but it's the mystery and the psychological part that messes with it. And so without diving too deep into it, there is a, again, it's like a remaster. They're calling it When They Cry New. So basically, it's going to go, it might go a different route than the original anime, but from the first episode that I've seen, I still got all the craziness that the old anime had. So I don't know which path it's going to go, but everything from that first episode was just, oh yeah. It brought back so many memories of me watching the original anime and being freaked out and watching all these intense moments and all the deaths and blood and gore. You're just like, okay. This is a memory from a few years ago that I could never forget. It throws you right back into their world, which I think is a perfect way when you're trying to bring back people that have already seen your show, but also reel in new people that you might be able to gain their attention and garner their minds about the anime. So, Higurashi, When They Cry, that's going to be an anime that for sure, if you like horror, perfect timing. Halloween's right here. You're going to be able to watch that anime and enjoy for sure some pretty crazy horror and psychological moments. So, enjoy that as well. And the last anime now, guys, I'm going to give you a hint for is going to be what's okay. Let me see if I could do this anime correctly. Bear with me as I try to do it, but it's called no, maybe I won't do the English one. Okay, no. Okay, no, I'm not going to talk about that one, actually. No. So rewind. I'm not going to talk about that anime. The one I want to give you guys a heads up is the Inuyasha, like I guess you call it a sequel in a sense. The Inuyasha sequel, and I is Princess Half Something, and I don't remember the name, and I apologize for having the name wrong, but Princess Half Something. And so literally, it's the children of Inuyasha and Sesshomaru. And if anybody's ever seen the anime Inuyasha was one of the more popular animes back in 2000 stuff like that. Why? Because on American TV, it was always shown on Adult Swim. Literally, it had a run of like 6 years where they just always showed at some time, at the same time, every night that Adult Swim was on, they always showed Inuyasha. And for a lot of people, that was their first anime. They got them into anime. So now, after Inuyasha's been out, Inuyasha came out again. I'm thinking like in the 2000s. So literally 20 years later, they're coming out with the sequel, which is showing their kids. And so for a lot of people, they were like, "Oh my goodness, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be epic. This brings back so many memories of Inuyasha." And so with that, without diving to it too much, look out for the anime. I'm butchering the name. I'm going to just completely apologize in advance because I don't know the direct name of it. It has had an episode. It's like Princess Have Something, and I'm butchering it completely. But if you type in Inuyasha sequel in Google, you'll find it immediately because it's one of the more talked about animes right now, and everybody's flying around talking about it. So it will be enjoyable. I have it on my list of anime that I choose to catch up on, and I think anybody at one point that's ever watched Inuyasha is going to at least take a look at this to see. And from what I heard from the first episode is already epic. So, and so with that, you guys, that's literally my wrap up for summer of 2020 anime, and also the looking forward to a fall 2020 anime lineup, along with my intros to my anime openings that I enjoyed for summer 2020. There are a bunch of anime that I went over throughout the other podcasts, but the way that some of them wrapped up, I was just like, meh. Like there were some that was good, but there's some that went on a hiatus. Like, for example, RE0, which that was excellent as well, but it's an anime that's going on a hiatus for about 3 months. So I think I'll do the breakdown on RE0 when it comes back, and that would be, I think, July, no, not July, January. So I'll do a breakdown on that one, more in-depth breakdown. But the summer season did not disappoint. Summer was excellent. There's a lot of anime that's still going to be going on for summer. Fire Force is still be going on. Again, we got Black Clover that's still going on. So there's a bunch of anime that's carrying over that we'll still be able to see, their stories unfold. And so if anybody has any questions, would like me to break down any of the new anime or maybe the old anime that's came out, or just want to ask questions, feel free to send me emails to mayonakamixer@gmail.com. That's mayonakamixer@gmail.com. It's the same name of the podcast itself. And yeah, that's it. I'm going to try my best to keep the podcast short and sweet. I've gotten requests that honestly, compacting everything makes it easier for people to listen to when they're getting ready for work and basically getting their mornings going. And so that's what I'm going to do. And again, you guys' feedback is what helps my podcast get better. I enjoy that. Also, this fall season, we will have guests. There will be people on to talk more anime with me. And of course, you guys know I'm going to always talk about anime openings and slip those in. So anything that you would like to hear, anything you would like for me to break down, feel free to go to that email and check us out. Also, we have a Facebook page. It's Mio Naka Mixer as well. Feel free to leave comments on there about the podcast and anything that you would like to hear or talk about. All right. Till next time, you guys. My name is Black. I'm out.